Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of the Long View is a landmark work of business and strategic thinking by futurist Peter Schwartz. First published in 1991, it presents scenario planning as a practical method for making decisions under uncertainty, rather than trying to forecast a single correct future. Schwartz argues that organizations and individuals should examine multiple plausible futures, especially when long-term outcomes depend on social, political, technological, and economic forces that cannot be reduced to simple numerical models. The book grew out of his experience at Royal Dutch Shell and later consulting work with major institutions, so it combines theory with applied strategic practice. Its central purpose is to help readers think more clearly about change, prepare for disruption, and align present choices with broader trends that may shape tomorrow. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, scenario planning as an alternative to single-point forecasting. The book's core contribution is its defense of scenario planning as a discipline distinct from conventional forecasting. Schwartz does not treat the future as something that can be predicted reliably through one best estimate. Instead, he recommends building several coherent stories about how the world might evolve. This approach is valuable because uncertainty rarely comes from one variable alone. It emerges from interacting political, economic, and cultural shifts. By working with multiple plausible futures, planners avoid overcommitting to a narrow expectation and instead prepare strategies that remain usable across different conditions. The practical insight is that a good plan is not one that is right about every future detail, but one that remains resilient when reality moves in an unexpected direction. Secondly, the long view means testing decisions against larger forces and trends. A major theme of the book is that important decisions should be judged in relation to the forces surrounding them, not only by immediate short-term gains. Schwartz repeatedly emphasizes asking how an action will fit with prevailing trends, attitudes, and influences over time. This makes the book especially relevant for investments, projects, market entry, expansion, or organizational change, where consequences unfold gradually. The long view is not passive prediction. It is a structured way of examining context before acting. Readers are encouraged to ask what environment a decision will enter, which assumptions are fragile, and which developments could strengthen or undermine the choice. This moves strategy away from static plans and toward ongoing interpretation of change. Thirdly, stories matter because the future includes hopes, fears, beliefs, and dreams. Schwartz argues that traditional planning tools often miss the intangible dimensions of human behavior. Bottom-line numbers can describe budgets, markets, and performance, but they cannot fully express what people believe, fear, or hope for. For that reason, scenarios are presented as stories rather than spreadsheets. This is not a literary flourish. It is a methodological claim that narrative is better suited to capturing uncertain human and institutional behavior. Stories can hold contradictions, emotional motivations, and unexpected developments in a way that quantitative models often cannot. The book therefore treats narrative as a strategic tool. By telling coherent future stories, organizations can explore how values, perceptions, and social responses might shape outcomes, especially when technical analysis alone would overlook important drivers of change. Fourthly, a disciplined way to make organizations more robust under uncertainty, the book's scenario method is meant to improve robustness, meaning strategies that can survive across several different futures. Schwartz shows why organizations fail when they bet too heavily on one expected world and build plans that only work if that exact world arrives. Scenario planning counters this by forcing decision-makers to imagine discontinuities, surprises, and alternative paths. The result is not certainty, but better preparation. This is why the approach has been used in corporate, governmental, and institutional settings. It helps leaders identify vulnerabilities before they become crises. The method also improves internal strategic conversation, since different scenarios reveal hidden assumptions and expose weak points in consensus thinking. In that sense, scenario planning is both analytical and organizational, shaping how groups think, not just what they decide. Lastly, its influence comes from practical use, not abstract futurism. The book stands out because it is rooted in real strategic work rather than in speculative futurism for its own sake. Schwartz's background at Shell and his later consulting with institutions, such as the White House and major corporations, gave the framework credibility as a usable management tool. That practical pedigree helps explain why the book became a classic in business education and long-term planning. It is aimed at readers who must act before uncertainty, is resolved executives, planners, policymakers, and serious general readers facing major life or organizational decisions. The value of the book lies in its combination of conceptual clarity and operational usefulness. It shows how to think about uncertain futures without becoming paralyzed by them, and how to prepare for change without pretending to eliminate ambiguity. In conclusion, The Art of the Long View is best suited for readers who need to make decisions in situations where the future is unclear and the stakes are significant. That includes business strategists, policymakers, investors, planners, and anyone responsible for choices that will unfold over years rather than weeks. Its practical benefit is that it provides a disciplined way to think through uncertainty without reducing everything to prediction. Readers learn how to examine assumptions, compare alternative futures, and shape strategies that remain workable across changing conditions. Intellectually, the book also helps sharpen judgment by showing why narrative, context, and human behavior matter alongside data. What distinguishes it from many books on forecasting or strategy is that it does not promise certainty or a single model of the future. Instead, it offers a durable framework for engaging uncertainty honestly. That combination of realism, usability, and long-term perspective is why the book remains influential decades after publication. If you would like to support Peter Schwartz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.